This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Belton High School, about a half hour south of the city.
Yep.
Did you see the big incident there from over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
Diane, they think someone spiked the punch at the homecoming dance.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Now, I shouldn't laugh.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, seriously. How were the kids affected?
Well, they went to the hospital. Oh, but the, when was the, first of all, when was the last time? You always heard rumor that somebody was going to spike it.
Right.
Nobody ever did. And by the way, the school completely denies any wrongdoing at all. That not that the school was involved. Like, I don't think any, like, yes, administrator was walking around going, well, just a little bit in here will calm
this
them
needs
down.
Vodka.
The,
you've seen that in movies, though. Like, yes, younger chaperones do that sometimes.
Because they want to be cool like Elliot.
No, so they said there was, I guess, Belton High School had their homecoming.
Doesn't that dance sound kind of primitive, though? They still have a punch bowl?
Well, I think it was just like they had refreshments, yeah, and stuff. I don't know. Parents are demanding answers after a homecoming dance over the weekend. Some students at Belton High School said they were drugged at the school dance. However, the school district completely denying those claims. Completely denying those.
Well, yeah, it's a bad look.
Well, yeah, but if something happened, I mean, something happened. Anyway, one parent, her name's Rosalie, she said, I was terrified. This is my child. She said her daughter was one of the students who was allegedly affected by the spiked punch bowl at the... Why does it sound funny?
Because it's a John Hughes movie.
Because now, yeah, we're picturing every 80s film.
Right.
There's got to be a way to do it now that's not how it played out on the silver screen.
Yeah, you just bring your own. You, like, bring a flask.
Post-pandemic, we're putting out a bowl.
Yeah, why not?
I don't. My son has his first dance on Friday. I gotta find out what they're doing.
I guarantee you.
Are you rehearsing?
you know that answer. You know that answer.
I like the middle school dances better than the high school dances.
Why?
Because they were just more fun. There wasn't as much pressure.
The high school, you were like into horny stage. That was awesome.
I remember being pretty hot, maybe towards the latter. And I mean, this is his first month of sixth grade, but like eighth grade, is it seventh grade?
Okay, yeah.
Like being to dance for the first time with a girl.
So you think he's going to slow dance it up with a girl on Friday?
Probably not his first time. Usually you stay in the gym playing basketball with your buddies.
Why don't you tell him to head on over to that punch bowl and get after it? You know what? Just needs a little liquid courage.
Take the edge off.
He'll be ready to go.
Did we? I only can remember the middle school dances. Did Milburn Middle School have a punch bowl?
I didn't
we
go.
We never did.
For TGIF.
We did. Like in middle school, we did. In high school, I don't know that I went to a high school dance.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I ever went to one.
You never went to a homecoming?
No, I was working. I think my freshman year I went to a homecoming dance. Sophomore year, no. I think that may have been the only one. Eighth grade dance I went to. I double dated with my date and then Jackie and her date to our eighth grade dance.
Mm-hmm.
So
why were you so critical of me saying I preferred the middle school dances? That's all you know.
Well, I think I went in high school.
You just said you didn't.
In my freshman year.
That's, I'm talking about like when you're BMOC and it's like prom and homecoming and like you're part
of
the.
Yeah, but also in high school, older kids aren't going to a dance.
Yes, they do.
Who goes to a dance in high school?
Absolutely. Kristen?
Did you go to your senior year, you went to a dance? Did you really? Oh, no kidding. Did you?
No. Senior year, I went to a University of Maryland fraternity party.
Is your back yet?
You know what? Better punch.
Driving to College Park.
And is this the punch being spiked with alcohol?
Yes.
Or is it something a little more worrisome?
No, in my mind, it's alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and they're not, what are they bringing in?
And you sound ridiculous saying spike the punch.
But that's what they say.
Yeah.
They spike the punch bowl. Yeah. She's 14. She said, I shouldn't have to have her go to a dance and worry about something like this. Mom said when she picked her daughter up from the homecoming dance, something was wrong.
Yeah.
Daughter was baked. Mm-hmm. She got in the car and said, Mom, somebody spiked my drink. She said, I don't know. My head hurts. I feel really bad. I feel dizzy and sick. I feel like I'm going to throw up. Rosalie took her 14-year-old daughter to Belton Regional Medical Center to get tested. She said there were a bunch of other students there also. Oh, this is big happenings. By the way, Rosalie tested completely negative for drugs.
So it had to have been booze.
Would they know that? Yeah.
What do you mean?
If they're testing.
Are they testing for something specific?
Well, hold on 1 second. Jay, let me slap you on hold. I hope your floors get taken care of. Like I said, you'll go see
it. All right, buddy. Thank you.
AWOL Nation Uptown Theater, October the 11th. Hold tight 1 second for me. If they were testing,
yeah,
wouldn't they also test for alcohol? Wouldn't they be able to tell there's alcohol in her system?
Well, you would definitely probably test, if you can, for like a hypnotic. Not
like
the
drink?
Not the booze.
No, oh, like,
hypnotic with some punch? That ain't bad. That's not bad at all. No, no, but like you took
like
your
Rohypnol.
The Tyler, it's that's a high school when dance.
When I thought of what they could put in a drink or the food or whatever, that's where my head went.
If it wasn't
alcohol.
That's later
well,
in
what
life.
What are you putting in it? Ecstasy?
Liquor.
If not booze, I'm saying.
Oh, but it is booze.
Yeah, but you said they tested to see what it may have been, and it wasn't drugs. If it was drugs, where does your head go? I went with hypnotics. Isn't Rohypnol hypnotic? Why does that sound so crazy?
Like
right
a roofie.
Isn't that called a hypnotic?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea.
This is like when I call pot a... What do I, oh, a,
Mary Jane?
No, like
a psychedelic?
Psychoactive.
Oh. No. In my mind, if it's going to be a drug, in my mind, it is like
caffeine.
Jack them up on some Jolt. People who are pouring a bunch of like energy drinks into it, they could win nuts.
No, like weed. Like oil.
Oh.
Like, that's all I could think of. Nobody's bringing Rohypnol to a homecoming dance.
Good. I hate that I went there.
But if you take your kid in and you go, hey, I think somebody spiked the punch bowl, wouldn't they test for everything? Wouldn't they be able to tell she was drunk?
I guess.
Here we go. Doctors told Rosalie that her daughter tested negative for drugs. Rosalie goes on and says, one girl was vomiting and could not stand up. Another student was already back in a room because he couldn't move. When Fox 4 asked the district about it, a spokesperson said, as we investigate the rumors surrounding the homecoming dance, we are finding the claims to be completely unsubstantiated.
Couldn't move. That's scary.
Say again?
You said the one student couldn't move?
Yeah, that sounds like something more than just like vodka.
Diane.
Although the first night in college when I drank. Actually, for the first month.
Oh, I shouldn't have 13 beers.
The school also said it's not true. That it's completely unsubstantiated.
Wait, so all these kids are lying.
Right.
Well, or.
They're blaming the dance, but they did something outside off of school grounds.
That's how I interpret this.
Wow.
That's how I interpret it. That the school, like, So let's say the kids were doing God only knows what, right? They're doing weed. They're doing.
I took the top inch of all of the liquor bottles at home.
Yeah, they're doing that. They're doing infused whipped cream. Like, I don't know. They're doing whatever. And then they're jacked up. They're messed up. Their parents show up to pick them up. And then all of a sudden they seem, you know, like a mess. And they go, hey, what happened? And they were like, someone spiked the punch bowl. Like, they're not going to say, oh, I was around the we were two blocks away getting jacked up. It then went to the dance and I can't move.
Jason says you do it willingly. And the plan is just to say the punch was spiked.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. I've never heard of kids going in with a plan like that.
Of course.
I also didn't hang out with any kids like this.
I had to grill mine the other night.
For what?
Ask him if he'd been drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He swears no. It wasn't a lack of me jamming my nose down his throat. But yeah, no, he swears he wasn't. He just was tired. I was like, eh.
So
I've seen
it was
glassy
behavior
eyes.
Behavior or smell?
Behavior.
Really?
No, not drunk, but like just melted into a chair.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, weed. What have you been doing? He's like, nothing. I swear to God, nothing.
Dad,
so I believed
can't
him.
Move.
It was the punch. Mom's punch.
The district sent an email out to parents saying it discovered a student was intoxicated when the homecoming dance began. However, that student's parents were called, and they had to come pick them up. So we did stop the one truant
right.
who was there causing problems. But yeah, that makes total sense. Let's go get jacked up two blocks away,
yep.
and then we'll make our way over to the school. And if one of your parents say something, just go, I don't know, must have been a senior with a heavy hand, came pouring stuff in the punch bowl.
Gosh, and so this is 4 days out from, like I said, my son's first dance, and I'm hearing all this, you're telling it to me.
Watch him walk in.
If there is, not him, but if there's a story about an eighth grader doing this, I'm going to be like, what? Who's ever heard of something like this?
I'm telling you, though, when you drop him,
chaperoning? Does he have to take a, are people going coupled up, or is
that? He's in sixth grade.
Well,
what's he getting, big-ass Texas
just,
mama?
It's back to school dance.
Okay, okay.
Oh.
What?
No, so
you don't like the theme. Why are you
moaning and groaning?
You couldn't
pick
right.
a more obvious
No, but you're right. He's going to play
decor.
Basketball with his friends.
Yeah.
He's going to jump around and come home a big sweaty mess, all hopped up on Red Bull and Rohypnol.
Yes.
Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Alex.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Oh, this is Alex from Richmond. I just want to tell you a quick story. First off, just show your kids the Dahmer show. They'll never take a drink from somebody again.
By the way, how good. I hate that I love it so much. How good is that Dahmer show on Netflix?
It's really good.
It is so uncomfortable.
Scary.
So uncomfortable. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yes.
Sixth grade, we weren't getting too crazy at the dance, but I got to say, seventh and eighth grade, these girls showed me moves I've never seen before. So, you know, just to let you know, if they start playing Ludacris, Lil Jon, Get Low, watch out. Your son's going to change real quick.
All right. Very good. Very good. Thank
Tyler's
you, sir.
Tyler's going to march in. I need to see a playlist.
But you can't go slow. Can't go slow songs.
No, my head will go back to my days and be like, I don't see enough Offspring and Nirvana and Green Day on this.
Yeah, we want stuff we can mosh to, not mash to.
Hey, just put the station on.
Oh, wait, you didn't answer me. Are you chaperoning?
No. We're past the point where he wouldn't even let us work with the PTA.
Oh, really? He's like, hey, get out of the school, bro.
He was so sick of how much he saw his mother last year. Which is a good reminder. Next week is Book Fair Week.
Thank you. I'm buying them like Girl Scout cookies. So nothing to do with it.
No. And a get up who tweets, I couldn't move when I ate an edible on my way. I hope you have nothing to do with it as well.
If he comes home,
stop.
and there's like just chocolate in the corner of his mouth.
Like you have right now?
Well, mine's, it's a little, yeah, it's light chocolate.
Or is that peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Dark peanut butter.
No, it's light peanut butter.
peanut butter.
But if he has dark chocolate in the corner of his mouth, you know he's been eating brownies.
They may have like cookies and baked goods there.
What do I tell you? Any brownie in a school has weed in it.
Yeah, yeah, you have said that.
Yeah, tell him none of that. None of that. No slow dancing either. Don't need no little. Don't need no little chubby running around the dance.
No.
Oh, stop it! You never went to a middle school dance and got an erection.
No.
Oh, not, I did.
No. Is that why you had to stop going
recently?
You were boner boy.
Oh, I can tell you. I went with Vanessa Ardle, a.k.a. Bubble Butt, Gentle Ribbing. And we slow danced to a song, and I was like, oh, my God. I've never had an erection like this, ever. And I had given myself many, but I had never had an erection
Not
like
many.
That. Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, this is me.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mark from Atlanta.
Hey, what's going on, Mark? How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you, sir?
I was just going to tell you, when I was in seventh grade, we were me and my group of friends, we were going to middle school dance. And we got some vodka before the dance, and we did go about two blocks away, and we were pounding it at the beginning of a neighborhood entrance. And an off-duty cop rolled by, and he saw us passing around this fifth of vodka, and he stopped, then told us we had to pour it out. And one of my buddies, the one who had the bottle, he walked up to the cop and asked him if he wanted the bottle, and then the cop arrested him.
Well, I don't want to litter.
Tyler, write that down. Make sure your kid doesn't offer the bottle to the cop.
Apparently, he was not a clear alcohol drinker.
That's good. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Line 7. Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Taylor from Kansas City.
Hey, Taylor. What's going on?
When I was in about the 7th grade, a bunch of boys spiked a soda with some Exolax at a little house party.
Did everybody tish?
It was bad.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Oh, how embarrassing. You're jumping up and down to Offspring, and the next thing you know, you're flooding the back of your pants.
There was like
you know
one
what? I'd rather my kid get
too.
Drunk.
Didn't even get to the part. We like to yell in bad habit.
All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Line 2. Hi, Yoli in the morning.
Smell my face.
Smell it good. Who is this?
This is Grizz.
Hey, Grizz. Yes. What can I do for you?
So I'm a teacher, and I just wanted to speak. You were saying no kids go to dances. Last year, we had over 700 kids go to our homecoming dance.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow. 700?
Yes.
In that was that the high school dance, obviously, if it's homecoming, there were 700 kids. Was it?
Yeah, it's high school.
Was it out of control?
I don't do that. I do prom, so I avoid homecoming like the plague. But I will say this, though. I've been a teacher for 10 years and working dances for 10 years, and I've never seen a punch bowl. So I'm interested as to who's still putting punch bowls out of dances.
See? By the way, somebody's wondering if they spiked it with Special K. What high school
ketamine?
Is doing ketamine Jesus at a high
Christ.
School dance?
Wow.
That's hardcore.
I'm homeschooling.
That's a little much.
All right. Hey, by the way, like when you say you do prom and not homecoming, is that just because it's just less out of control? Yeah, prom, like everybody's dressed up and they're gowned and they're
tucked. People dress up for homecoming, though.
But not in a tux?
Not as much as prom.
No.
I'm a senior class advisor, so I run graduation and prom and do that. Mm-hmm. So with being involved in that, I just let other people do homecoming. And take a back seat.
Also, I have to imagine, and this is going to, I don't want this to sound negative or pervy or anything, but I would bet in the last 10 years, you have seen, you know, what maybe it was 30% flesh is now 95% flesh.
Yeah, there's not even really like dress codes in school anymore. You know, everything's all about can't hurt feelings and make single people out. So you don't even really have a dress code anymore.
Is I swear to God, there when my kid went to prom last year, I remember like they all went to somebody's house beforehand and were taking pictures, and one of the kids dropped the sunglasses and his date picked them up. And so I wasn't there. I wasn't at the house, but I heard the story. So she bent over to pick them up and like, I mean, her whole butthole was out.
Not surprised to hear that.
Very good. Thank you, sir. And no, because it's only that long.
Over the weekend, I had never in my life felt as old as I did, as when I was looking at the photos of my niece's homecoming from Friday night. So many times, and I never thought I'd be the person to say, "Where's the bottom half of her dress?"
Yeah, no, you can see the bottom half of her underwear.
Yeah. I said it for all of her friends. My niece, I thought her dress was tasteful. Axel on Facebook writes, "I was homecoming king."
Yeah, buddy.
"And didn't make out for the presentation of the court."
Oh, that's awesome. Line one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Kelly from Richmond.
Hey, Kelly. What can I do for you?
So I was the 10th grade drunk girl at homecoming, and I almost got arrested.
Wait, so did they call the police to the dance?
Yeah, there was I don't know if they called them, but he may have already been there. But yeah, he was there, and it was so bad. It was so bad.
So two more questions for you. Like, when you say it was bad, like, did they come grab you and talk to you?
It's kind of blurry because I was hammered.
What were you drinking? What were you drinking?
It was my friend's mom's Sky Vodka that we found under the cabinet. It was my first time drinking too. my dad ended up dropping us off. I don't know how he didn't know that I was messed up. But he ended up dropping us off at homecoming. I don't really remember going in, but I remember the walk of shame to the principal's office with two of my other friends. And I remember them trying to get me to write down like a story about what happened. And I just kept writing, "I'm sorry, I'm drunk, I can't do this." And I'm crying all over my date's vest, and it's like got makeup all over it. It was so bad. And the police officer was questioning me, and I just looked at him and I was like, "This is BS." But I said the actual words, and he was like, "Do you want to go to jail?" And I was like, "No, I don't."
I don't. Can't you see? I'm crying here. I'm writing a letter.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this. Who spiked the punch?
All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, ma'am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.